Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
My name is Kieran McBrien, and I'm from Scoulwerra, Longford. In my opinion, the animal imagery in King Lear leaves the most lasting impression. The animal imagery of the play is mainly of the predatory kind, the animals who prey on others, for example, monsters of the deep, the tiger, the vulture, the serpent, or the dragon. In the final scenes, people are compared to such animals to show how humans are cruel to each other in Lear's degenerate kingdom. When evil enters the world, humans turn to predatory creatures. They live by natural law, not civilised law. For example, Goneril sees her sister Regan as competition, particularly for the affection of Edmund, and kills her, showing no remorse. This underlying emphasis on animal imagery centres on the vileness which humanity is capable of. This is demonstrated by Edmund as he talks of loyalty while he betrays his father to Cornwall. Therefore, Edmund goes against human nature and moves towards predatory kind. It is mainly Goneril and Regan who are seen in terms of repulsive animal images. Albany describes them as tigers, not daughters, due to the way in which they treat their father. The Fool compares Goneril to a fox to emphasise her shrewdness and Lear's naivety in transferring power to her. Goneril and Regan in particular prey on others for their own survival and self-interest. Their wicked vendettas show the violence, both physical and mental, that they inflict on their victims. Lear describes Goneril as a vulture because of her cruel actions, such as abandoning her own father. Lear accepts the very nature of man himself as he sees Tom disguised as a bedlam beggar. Is a man no more than this? Consider him well. Thou owest the worm no silk, the beast no hide, the sheep no wool, the cat no perfume. Lear suggests that our humanity is disguised by the clothes we borrow from animals. The animal imagery throughout shows how predatory human beings destroy civilization by operating through the law of the jungle, and how the inevitable result for both the good and evil characters is pain, suffering, and eventually death.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.